What do you feel our life after death will be like?
Our life after death, I believe, will be existent. But it will be a spiritual existence rather than a physical or literal existence.
And what will be, in terms of spiritual, how do you...
spiritual as well as heaven, not in the same sense, because, you know, that it's a lake of physical fire where one who, because he has violated certain moral and spiritual laws of God, he goes and burns forever and ever. Well, I don't think God is, well, sadistic to the point that one can never satisfy or make up for whatever wrong he has done. I'm a better father than that.
So God must be a much, much better father, right?
Absolutely.
So that you think that people who are condemned to hell may not be condemned to hell forever, but maybe
right,
make it to heaven in the end.
Right.
Aretha, you've earned a rest with those magnificent songs for a moment, and we've got...
May I add this appendage?
Yes.
I feel that this is analogous, that if I am going to high school, for example, and I don't graduate, maybe I lay out and I'm tardy, and then near graduation time, I may try to run and make up and cram, you see? And then maybe I do not graduate with my graduating class. But this does not mean that I can never graduate.
And so that's the way that people may eventually pass the test and get through the Golden Gates. I was just about to say, Aretha, that we ought to have a song from somebody else, give you a rest for a moment or two, and somebody you know very well is going to sing for us. I wonder if you'd introduce him for us.
Well, I'd like to take a minute, if it's all right with you, and excuse myself. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. No, what I wanted you just to introduce Tyrone to us, because you've heard him sing.
Okay, well, before I excuse myself, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you Mr. Tyrone Davis.
Survive it, if anyone can. Suppose, Pat.
So lonely without you.
Cheer, cheer.
Isn't that amazing?
Five
how
layers.
I put on the different layers and.
But after announcement by Major Bank.
Your kitchen floor's worst enemy is a child's black heel. What? We used hard gloss glow coat on this tile.
Makes you feel human again. Or try Lipton Instant, the darker, richer instant.
Better start running, because walking for me is much too slow. Yes, it is. I'm undecided whether to go or stay. It's true I love you, baby, but I cannot make it this way. Oh, baby, I just can't make it this way. Oh, no, I can't. Every night and day.
underway at Newark on the 29th of this month, and Boston on the 6th of December, Philadelphia on the 9th of December, but I think you'll agree that Aretha's been giving us a fantastic concert tonight, hasn't she? Really?
Precious Lord, take my I wish you understood, he'll lead you on. Yes, he will, he'll lead you to a lie. Yes, he will. If you just ask him, precious Lord, your way is gonna grow dream. Too many things you don't understand. But oh, ask him, precious Lord. Yeah, precious Lord. Will you linger near until I till my life, yeah, until my life is almost gone, yeah, it's gone, Father, oh, Father, hear my cry. I want you to know he'll hear your call. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And I'll be right there on my me, just in case I fall. I'm strong in my religion. Yes, sir, I'm strong. Yes, I am. I wish I knew more people like me, yeah, that know his name. You can feel him. He'll be there when it gets rough.
Promotional fee provided by National Airlines.
Ever since we started doing the show, Time magazine said, she does not seem to be performing so much as bearing witness to a reality so simple and compelling she could not possibly fake it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen of Soul herself, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Thank you. about my soul serenade. Can you dig it over there? My soul serenade. Oh, yes, I do.
It's great to have you with us. This is your new album called Spirit in the Dark. How old were you when you first started singing?
Maybe about 10 or 12.
10 or 12. And that was... to what extent were you inspired by your family, by your father and so on? We're going to be meeting him later, but... was it the family influence that got you going or what?
I think, first of all, yes.
And what sort of music did you play at first?
Religiously.
Religiously. And I know one of your first recordings was religious, but what sort of gospel was it when you very first of all sang? What sort of gospel did you sing?
My father's gospel. That's the best gospel
you mean
I know.
That father or that father?
Both fathers.
Both fathers. Heavenly and earthly. Did you have? I mean, my father was a Methodist minister. Did you have? Did you have favorite sermons, or did he never repeat himself?
Not as a rule, but I understood what he was saying.
Right. Incidentally, you're smoking. It doesn't spoil that marvelous voice of yours at all.
No, not really. I wouldn't suggest it to anyone else, but I do.
And when did you first sing in public? When did you first get up in front of an audience?
In church.
In church?
Yes.
And what, just sang the gospel song in your father's church?
In the choir, the young adult choir.
Mm. And when did you first get paid for singing, Aretha?
I really don't remember.
But one day somebody did pay you.
Because it wasn't the money, really.
You just had to sing, or?
I think so.
Did you sing? When you sing, what do you want to get across to an audience?
What I feel.
What do you feel in any particular song? You just sang those two numbers, and the audience went wild, And what did you want to get across during those? What were you feeling as you sang those two songs?
Don't let me lose this dream.
And which do you prefer of the two? Do you prefer standing there and singing, or do you prefer being at the piano? Which of the two do you prefer?
I think I prefer being heard.
Either way.
And accepted.
Yeah. But I mean, and but which of the two do you feel, do you enjoy one or the other more? I mean, standing up there and singing or sitting at a piano?
Being heard and being accepted and understood.
Have you always felt you were being heard and accepted? By saying that, it sounds...
No, not all the time, no.
When have you not felt heard and accepted?
Earlier years as a singer, but latter years have proved to be much better.
In the early years, were the early years tough?
Yes and no.
How yes and how no?
I could always go home.
You could.
Thank God.
You could always go home. But I mean, did you encounter much opposition? I mean, much prejudice or much straightforward opposition?
Prejudice some, opposition some. But people were saying what they had to say, and I also was doing the same.
Was there a moment when you really felt you broke? What was the moment you really broke through, that your career really broke through?
Atlantic Records.
Atlantic Records. And which particular number at Atlantic Records?
Never Loved a Man.
That was the first one that sold...
And Respect.
That they were the first one that sold a million, that number. And when you choose a song, how do you choose a song?
By the lyrics, mainly.
More than the music, that's interesting.
No, the music is just as important as the lyrics.
But the lyrics are the first thing that you... The first thing that attracts you is the lyrics, is it?
No, they both must be together.
What's the best lyric you think you've ever sung?
Respect.
Why do you pick that? Which part of it particularly?
Because respect is beautiful.
Can you quote some of that lyric to us?
When you give it, you get it.
That's the part you really like. Have you written much yourself ever?
A little.
How many songs?
Maybe approximately 9 or 10.
Approximately 9, or even exactly 9 or 10.
No, maybe.
Maybe 9 or 10.
I don't depend on that.
which is your favorite of those, Aretha?
All of them.
All of them equally. You love all your children equally. How many children, in fact, have you got? Not musical children, but real life children.
I have 4.
How old are they?
Old enough to understand.
That's a great answer. Old enough to understand. And I hope our audience are old enough to understand this commercial coming up right now. But we'll be right back in a moment with a piano and with the Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin. In front of us there, a piano. We'd love to hear you at the piano, Aretha. What would you pick?
Sweet Sweet Baby.
Terrific.
All right.
Aretha at the piano.
Pull the family through. days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my Mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day.
Path follows the news. We answer.
Darling, I sing my song.
Prejudice some, opposition some, but people were saying what they had to say, and I also was doing the same.
Was there a moment when you really felt you'd broke? What was the moment you really broke through, that your career really broke through?
Atlantic Records.
Atlantic Records. And which particular number at Atlantic Records?
Never Loved a Man.
That was the first one that sold.
And Respect.
That they were the first ones that sold a million, weren't they? And when you choose a song, how do you choose a song?
By the lyrics, mainly.
More than the music, that's interesting.
No, the music is just as important as the lyrics.
But the lyrics are the first thing that you... The first thing that attracts you is the lyrics, isn't it?
No, they both must be together.
What's the best lyric you think you've ever sung?
Respect.
Why do you pick that? Which part of it particularly?
Because respect is beautiful.
Can you quote some of that lyric to us?
When you give it, you get it.
That's the part you really like. Have you written much yourself ever?
A little.
How many songs?
Maybe approximately 9 or 10.
Approximately 9, or even exactly 9 or 10.
No, maybe.
Maybe 9 or 10.
I don't depend on that.
Which is your favorite of those, Aretha?
All of them.
All of them equally. You love all your children equally. How many children, in fact, have you got? Not musical children, but real life children.
I have 4.
How old are they?
Old enough to understand.
That's a great answer. Old enough to understand. And I hope our audience are old enough to understand this commercial coming up right now. But we'll be right back in a moment with a piano and with the Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin.
And the light music of piano.
The wine,
but food makes the Odyssey fruit really fruit. Special.
I have no
like the roast tenderloin. Cares. And a maitre d' who...
...to hear you at the piano, Aretha. What would you pick?
Excuse me, baby?
Terrific.
All right.
Aretha at the piano.
Thank you.
spends a lot of time and money on his automobiles. He probably gets to know a lot about gasoline, too. This man did. He learned that there is a difference in gasolines. That there's only soon to be used, not abused.
Edward G. Robinson and John Forsythe star in The Glass Web, a suspenseful murder...
Are you an expert on that?
I do, but I enjoy it more when people enjoy it.
Are you a good cook?
I think so.
What's your star dish? If someone said, cook the greatest thing you cook, what would that be?
Everything I cook.
Great, modest answer. That's marvelous.
No, I won't sing what I can't sing, and I won't cook what I can't cook.
What's something you don't cook because you can't cook it?
But I can't cook? Short ribs of beef.
Short ribs of beef.
Yeah.
And what's something you can cook so easily? What's...
Everything else.
Everything else. Hey, what, Aretha, what's do it to it? What's that?
Do it to it.
You say it differently to me, isn't that
yeah.
odd?
Bloody different, crazy mixing it.
Bloody different.
Do it for, do it to it is a cooperation that my sister and I are forming, and Jimmy Radcliffe. And we will be dealing with all aspects of show business. Publishing, introducing different artists, introducing new tunes, and anything that has to do with show business. We are doing it with Do It To It.
Your title? Did you think of the title?
Jimmy and Carolyn did. Really?
Carolyn, we had with us, in fact, singing here for us. She's written some of your songs, too, your sister, hasn't she?
Yes, she did.
Which ones did she write?
It Ain't No Way. I thought Carolyn was still sitting there, but she's gone. And there she is, right there.
Where is she?
In the back.
Come and sit down, Carolyn. You've been introduced?
Right. And my agent, Ruth Bowen.
Welcome back. Nice to see you.
You just made one of the most famous slipping outs for a minute in history. Hey, we were saying earlier on that my father's a Methodist minister, your father is a preacher. How much is that to... Well, you said also that you're an...
Ministers alike, yes.
Aries as well, as I am.
You and I.
Does being Aries influence us in any way, do you think? Do you believe in that a bit?
Yes, I do.
How do you believe in it? Do you believe how are Aries different from Taurus or the others? Do you think we're different?
Different aspects of personality.
Really? Well, emphasize. Do you still believe in the church and in God and in religion as much as you did as a child?
Yes, I do.
Is it a great source of strength to you? Or?
To me, it is.
Do you think of God often? I mean, do you pray to God personally and so on?
Of course I do.
And have you ever known he was answering you? Yeah.
Yes.
How have you known that?
Because any other logical reason could not have been so.
What, for something that happened or?
Exactly.
Actually something happened or he gave you strength?
I think so.
Can you think of an example of that?
In different instances, he gave me strength or something happened.
Can you think of a case where something happened? That's fascinating.
Nothing that I would care to relate, but I know it's so.
You just knew God had helped you?
I know it's so.
Well, that's a perfect cue. You were going to sing Son of a Preacher Man. Will you sing that for us?
I'd love to.
Great.
Came along, then we gathered around for a time. out we go on. Then he look into my eyes.
One of your numbers that's a great favorite of mine. Will you do This Girl's in Love?
Okay.
That's true.
This girl's in love with you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Just fabulous. Just marvelous.
Thank you.
What, do you have a favorite song, in fact, of all the songs you sing? Is there one lyric about love that you like more than any other? If you had to pick one of the songs you sing about love, which do you think is the...
Well, I have two. One that I'll probably tell you about later, and one that I'll tell you about now. Let's say a little prayer for you.
You like that one, right? And why do you pick that one particularly?
Because it concerns myself with people.
And that's why you pick it.
And that's the way I feel.
At this point in the proceedings, we've talked about preacher men quite a lot. Let's introduce and meet your father. In fact, will you introduce him to us?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you my father, Reverend C.L. Franklin.
Take a seat.
Let me move that.
Move those sinful cigarettes.
We're ready to curlicue. Are you?
Welcome. It's very good to have you with us.
Thank you.
How long have you been preaching, in fact?
I have been preaching since I was about 14.
Can you remember, I was asking Aretha when she first sang, can you remember your first sermon?
No.
Well, that's a good answer, isn't it? That's great. Can you remember your second sermon?
No. No.
And your third? What are your favorite themes? Let me put it another way, then.
What about 50th?
All right, let's try that. What's your 50th?
I don't have any particular favorite theme, you know. I think my favorite theme is the Bible itself.
What part of the Bible do you particularly cherish? What biblical character?
The New Testament.
And what character?
Because I think that the New Testament represents the ultimate evolution of the religious ideas that were initiated in the Old Testament.
What to you has been the most inspiring moment you've ever known in your ministry? Was there one moment when you felt the presence of God more deeply?
I can't think of a particular time. I have felt the inspiration of God many times. I can't measure these times, I don't think, as to the degree of importance. But I feel that I have felt the presence of God many times.
He's a minister's son. I'm sure he already knew that. Hello. Hello.
I
And when you...
Well, I kind of thought that he was trying to bring me out. You know how I felt about it.
Yeah, I do want to know how you feel about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How, when you feel the inspiration or the presence of God, how do you feel that? I mean, how do you really feel God is with you?
I don't really think that that is definable. I don't think that one can really adequately explain how he feels the presence of God. It is something, like Aretha said a while ago to you, you just know it.
How is it that Detroit...
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Fine.
How is it that Detroit has become such a fantastic source of great music? Why is that?
I think it is because that Detroit, being the automobile capital of the world, that people who are inclined toward music have migrated from all of the states, you see, including musicians, to Detroit.
And you think that's how it came about?
I mean, there are other cities to which people have migrated, but possibly in the later years, Detroit have become known because of Motown Records and Aretha and Della Reese and Willie John and God knows who all else, you know.
Beautiful town, isn't it? Detroit is all right, isn't it? I want to tell you it's all right.
How much time do you still spend there, Aretha?
Maybe every other month out of the year.
Because was it really true, as it says in all the stories of your life, that all the while you had the great, as you were growing up, the greats of music were flowing through your house? Is that?
Some of them, yes.
Who do you remember meeting when you were young?
Al Tatum, for one. Earl Garner. Dorothy Donegan. Clara Ward. James Cleveland.
Mahalia Jackson.
Right. Right.
Arthur Prize.
Right.
Who else?
Or many of us.
Yeah.
Many of us.
How much singing did you do yourself, in fact?
Oh, I did a little singing.
Believe me, he does a whole lot of singing.
Will he do a little bit of singing? Will he do a little bit of singing for us?
Aretha talked to me about it, but she didn't mention it until I got to the studio tonight. And I think that one has to kind of get ready for that kind of a thing.
But see, I can deal with that. You don't have to get ready for what's real.
Yes.
Not really.
You don't have to get ready for what's real, Aretha.
So. Well, not to me, but I'm a lot younger, and I understand.
Well... I don't think it's
so
quite that way.
Maybe to me at this point.
Aretha wanted me to do
it's
a hymn. Thing.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that would be lovely.
But, first of all, the background and I had not gotten together on it. Aretha said, well, you and I know it.
And we brought the church with us. I have Carolyn's group with me. Church is here.
Yeah. The church is here. Hey, you needed time to get ready. We've got 2 minutes now. We'll take a break and then you'll be all ready. We'll be right back. Reverend Franklin's getting the musical inspiration upon him. Would you do Skylark for us?
I'd be more than happy to.
Have you anything
save me. Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in there where someone
was it super?
Smashing.
Smashing?
And super. Both smashing and super. It was marvelous to watch you singing that, and also to watch you enjoying that.
I beg your pardon?
It was marvelous to watch.
You see, he got so engrossed he didn't even hear what you said.
No. I was saying that in addition to watching Aretha and listening to Aretha sing that, it was terrific to watch you enjoying it as well.
Oh, I'm one of her greatest fans.
Well, that's kind of right and proper. How long have you been preaching at the church you're at the moment?
24 years.
24 years in one church.
Right.
And how many changes have you seen in the church in that time?
How many changes? I mean, I've seen a great many changes. I mean, specifically, what do you mean? What kind of a change?
Well, have you seen the church grow? Have you seen the membership change?
Yes. When I went there 24 years ago, it was kind of a storefront, a converted bowling alley. Today, it is worth over $600,000.
What's your definition of the gospel?
Good news. Good news in terms of what Jesus preached and taught and lived.